As of Saturday, June 1st, it will be 1 year since grocers, big box stores, and other private retailers started selling liquor in Washington state. The voter-approved privatization initiative has sent prices unexpectedly higher. Also, the government is collecting more tax revenue than anticipated. Correspondent Tom Bonsi reports.
The initiative to privatize the state's liquor monopoly was designed to keep public treasuries whole. It's done that, and a lot more. The state expects to collect around 37% more from liquor taxes and fees in this current fiscal year compared to the final year under state control. Prices jumped after privatization and are slowly falling back. Washington's Department of Revenue estimates the average price for a single bottle of spirits was 7% higher this March than last March. Bruce Beckett of the Washington Restaurant Association says some of the kinks in the transition are still working themselves out.
We're quite pleased to see the competition now appears to be moving in a positive direction.
Opponents of liquor privatization feared that making liquor sales more convenient would increase drunk driving. For that issue, the Washington Traffic Safety Commission has only partial data through the end of 2012. Fatal crashes involving a drinking driver happened less often in the second half of last year after privatization compared to the same period in the prior 2 years. I'm Tom Bonsi in Olympia.